two things going on the outside of the horse.
Yeah.
You know, like, mm-hmm. what are those called?
What are shafts?
Okay, that's the shafts.
The shafts that goes to the single buggy. And also to the double buggy.
Well, on a buggy like that, you know, what did you have on the outside of the wheel, you know, to keep it from wearing down? You know, I'd have something on the outside of the wheel that you'd bend around it or something. You know, like, what was that called? It was a metal.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know other than a metal rim that went around it, but I don't know the name.
Yeah, just a metal rim.
That went around it.
What about maybe a felly? Have you ever heard of a felly?
No.
Maybe just call it a tire. Did you ever hear just call it a tire?
Yeah, like that. Most of them, though, always said, you know, if the rim was loose or what have you, that's what they called it.
It's a rim. Okay, like if you had, you know, two horses and each one had a single tree, what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Double tree.
Yeah, double tree. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
They have, I don't remember.
Yeah. Maybe like an evener? Yeah. What about maybe a spreader? Or a double single tree? Have you ever heard it called that?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a single tree called a whiffle tree?
A what?
A whiffle tree?
No.
Yeah, or a whiffle tree or a swingle tree?
Well, you know, in different sections of the country, things was named different.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But down here, you just call it a single tree.
That's right.
Okay.
As I grew up, that's what you call
it. You know, okay, what would you say to somebody, what would you say somebody is doing when he is filling up his wagon at the woodlot and taking it to the house, unloading it, and filling it up again? You say he is what with the wood? You know, like if he, you know, like takes his wagon down here and he fills it up and he brings it back to a certain place and he goes back down there and gets some more wood, brings
it
back.
Well, he's hauling his wood to the house.
Yeah, he's hauling his wood to the house. Have you ever heard that called maybe drawing wood?
Drawing wood?
Or carting wood?
No.
Okay. We know, like, if this guy is hauling wood, you suppose there was a log across the road, and you'd say, I tried to rope it, and what out of the way?
Pull it out of the way?
Pull it out of the way, or what else? You know, like, you wouldn't, like, it was what across the ground? Like, it wouldn't pull across the ground, but it would...
Drag it?
Drag it across the ground. Yeah.
Used to come up on things like that lots of times too, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Out there?
Yeah, you had just a little three-path roads, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if it come a storm or something. Yeah. We've had to get them out and go into church.
And you'd say, we have what?
Have to remove them.
Have, but using drag, we have.
Drag them?
Yeah, we have.
Them or branch or log, whatever it might be.
Could go on. You know, like in the early spring when you're farming, you know, what do you use to break the ground?
You know, plow.
Just a plow. Right. You know, like there are different types of plows, aren't there?
Yeah, this is a tractor plow.
What other kind of plows are there besides just one that turns the ground that you know of?
What plow? What do you mean?
Well, you have to have one that you side things with, and I don't know what all they call it, though. You'd have to ask the man, mowing me.
Well, after you've plowed, you know, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Use a harrow.
Harrow? Mm-hmm. Yeah.